What's the strange creature?
Oh, haven't you heard about the Amabi? It's a yokai.
Huh? What's a yokai?
They are Japanese monsters or spirits that sometimes have animal features and the ability to shapeshift. The Amabi is a yokai that's supposed to repel plagues.
No. But I can see why, with its bizarre beak, long hair, and scale-like body. It looks like a mashup of a fish, bird, and mermaid that's just emerged from the sea. I definitely not want to be anywhere near it.
Ha! Huh. You'd be surprised by how popular it is in Japan right now. It's become a mascot of hope for an end to the coronavirus pandemic and can be found everywhere, from cakes to even nail art.
No way! That's the last thing I would put on my nails, much less eat it. What's with the obsession with the Amabi anyway?
Well, it seems back in March, the Kyoto University Library tweeted an 1846 drawing of the Amabi floating above the sea and explained her apparent infection-fighting powers. She is said to have appeared to a samurai, warning of the spread of an infectious disease and instructing him to draw a picture of her and show it to people to protect them. And as you can guess, the Amabi went viral.
That explains it. Is the Amabi the only yokai that warns others of an epidemic?
Probably not. There are others, such as Jinjahimi, a serpent-like creature which has a woman's face and a dragon's body that lives in the sea. According to popular folklore, she prophesied that the Japanese would experience 7 years of good harvests followed by a deadly disease. However, those who looked at a picture of the Jinjahimi would be spared from the pandemic. A serpent-like creature which has a woman's face and a dragon's body that lives in the sea. According to popular folklore, she prophesied that the Japanese would experience 7 years of good harvests followed by a deadly disease. However, those who looked at a picture of the Jinjahimi would be spared from the pandemic.
Right. I sure wish we have something similar in Hong Kong. By the way, look at what I found on Google. There's an udon dish featuring Amabi in the form of a fish sausage emerging from a bowl, and they've used wheat noodles for her hair. That's hilarious.
Totally. There's also another bento version of her, with her body and beak carved from a piece of luncheon meat, and her hair made from the thin strips of Japanese rolled omelette.
That's ingenious. Check out this colorful Amabi donut. Now that's one Amabi snack I won't mind eating.